We are meeting someone new. His name is Josh Byrne, and he is the Special Events Coordinator for the Boys and Girls Club of the Northern Plains. Josh, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
So I think right now you're in Brookings, but you're headquartered in Vermilion. You grew up in Vermilion, so you know Yankton pretty well. Is that all accurate?
Absolutely, yes. And I spent a few years on the bowling team for Yankton, won a couple of state championships there, and bowled in college at Morningside. So, yeah, I'm fairly familiar with Yankton.
Very nice. And do you still bowl?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. We got some leagues coming up, so hopefully I'm a part of one of them.
All right, last time out, what was your score? Just throw it out there.
It was a 262, yes.
Are you kidding me? My series is a 262, Josh. Wow. Yeah, good. I would be bowling if I could roll a 262 as well. Any perfect games? You have any perfect games?
Yep, I have two.
Wow. It's going to be hard to move on to the boys and girls stuff. I just want to talk bowling with you, but we'll another time. The reason
That's
we're
right.
talking with Josh is because the raffle has come around. I think people are going to notice it started a little bit later this year, but it's back, and that's great. So when did it get underway, and what's up for grabs to help the Boys and Girls Club?
Absolutely. So we started last Saturday, the 26th. We are raffling off a Polaris 1000 side-by-side this year, or you can choose $7,500 cash. In addition to that grand prize, we have some side prizes like a year of local abundance, which includes 100 pounds of hamburger, $300 cash, and much more. We also have a weekend getaway in the Black Hills, which is a big tourist destination that we're excited to include. And then if you buy tickets before midnight at Thursday every week, you get entered into our early bird drawings, which are weekly drawings that we do live on our Facebook. We have so many good little gifts for those early bird drawings. So the sooner you buy your tickets, the more entries you will have and chances that you get for the early bird prizes.
I'm just going to tell you what I do every year. I get a ticket right away, and I'm going to go do mine as soon as we wrap up this conversation. I will tell you that I really don't expect to win. I think one time I won one of the early bird prizes, but it is a pure joy to help out the Boys and Girls Club. And knowing that I have a chance for a big prize, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of our proceeds stay here in Yankton. I'll rattle off a few numbers for you. In 2024, we served over 874 youth. We have a daily average attendance of 206 kids. And then all of the meals and snacks are free to our club members. In 2024, we served 49,852 free meals. I'm still in awe of that number. It's wonderful. And then all of our proceeds will also be used for different programs and clubs that our members get to be a part of. We got gardening club this summer. Cooking and baking club is a big hit among the kids. And then one of my favorite programs that we offer is the teens and trades club. So we have different businesses from Yankton who come and talk to our teens about careers that they could possibly have and answer any of their questions.
Is the Boys and Girls Club, not only in Yankton, but also in Vermilion and Brookings, are they getting used? Are numbers strong? Is there still a really big need for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Brookings, we served over 1,500 different youth last year, and then in Yankton, we're around 500 different youth. Yeah, the need is stronger than ever. And then in Flandreau, we have a club that is just nonstop growing, which is so wonderful to see.
Josh Byrne is joining us. He is with the Boys and Girls Club, and the raffle is underway in Yankton. Remind us of how we can get tickets, where people can go, and what the options are.
Absolutely. So we partnered with a few local businesses around town. Visit 9th Street Clothing, the Summit Activity Center, or you can just buy your tickets at the Boys and Girls Club of Yankton front desk or online at greatfuturessd.org.
And we have always sold some here, so just add to your, I'm sure, lengthy to-do list to get us some tickets here at Riverfront Broadcasting, because we have people that come in every year looking for those, and we're just happy to do that.
Absolutely. We can sure do that for you.
Josh, remind me again when the drawing is, how long it goes?
Yes. August 29th, we'll be drawing right in front of the club for our school event kickoff.
Yeah, that is, boy, that's creeping up on us too. The summer just goes by so fast, but I hope that the club gets great support. We'll do all we can, and I've never been so happy to hand over $100, and I don't expect to win, but like I said, it's nice to have a chance.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the time. I hope to meet you in person and connect again, and please, the Boys and Girls Club should never hesitate to reach out to us. We're happy to be the home team that helps you guys out.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jeff.